Today we're going to visit with waterfowl biologist Mike Szymanski and talk about the Spring Light Goose Conservation Order. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Welcome to the program, Mike. Mike, give our viewers a little background information on the Spring Light Goose Conservation Order.
Sure, Mike. Like you mentioned, it's a conservation order and not a season. Back in 1999, the Fish and Wildlife Service, along with the Flyway Council's deemed mid-continent light geese to be overabundant in their status and created this special regulation to allow for spring hunting of the birds. So we've had the hunting opportunity on board now for quite a while. This is our 24th one.
Okay, how is it working?
Pretty good. We have really good participation by folks. It's a great opportunity for people to get out. We typically have around 3,000 hunters each spring, and the population has been quite large. It was growing over time. There seems to be some indications that it's come down a little bit, although, you know, with the last couple of years and lacking some survey information, we're getting a little bit of a harder grasp of that. But nonetheless, it's a really great opportunity for folks to get out and enjoy a little spring hunting.
What determines when the birds arrive in North Dakota?
For us, it's more of kind of a progression of spring line and how winter is moving up from the south throughout the flyway, particularly in the eastern part of the central flyway. It's this combination of photo period, which is day length, freeze line, and then also the snow line. And despite where we sit like this year, where we don't really have any snow to speak of, and kind of the western edge of their migration corridor, we're still probably waiting a little while to see geese move up.
Mike, what are the dates and why such a big range?
Yeah, so this year we're opening February 19th and going through May 15th. It's a really big range just to kind of cover the bases of when birds could possibly be available to hunters. We have very, very few birds harvested in February each year. That's just to make sure we're not trying to kind of time this front end of migration that's really difficult to know when it's going to happen. The peak of migration is typically just a couple week period and sort of surrounds April 1st. Over about a 5 or 6 week period, we do have pretty good hunting opportunities available throughout, mid-March up through most of April. And then on the back end, you have a few weeks of really isolated but good opportunities. So we want to make sure we leave it, open as long as we can on the back end, but not so late that it's starting to interfere with farming operations.
What do hunters need as far as licenses and to be legal?
Sure. Everybody needs to have their new HIP registration for North Dakota. Both residents and non-residents need that. Residents can hunt with their valid hunting license from the previous year, being small game and general game habitat stamps or sportsman's license. Non-residents just need the 2022 Spring Light Goose Conservation Order license in addition to the HIP certification. So for residents, they just have to make sure that they get a new license. If they're using their old one, they have to make sure they get a new one by April 1st.
Hunting in the spring is a little different than hunting in the fall for these geese.
It's a little different, partly due to some of the other opportunities available by lifting some of the restrictions we have, which I'll mention, but it's just a different environment out there. The geese behave a little differently. One thing we always want folks to be keenly aware of is that conditions are really soft, both on roads that they're traveling on, but also out in fields. So off-road travel is really discouraged. We don't want folks getting stuck in places they shouldn't be in the first place. If you are going off-road, you need some kind of ATV or UTV where you can get out and not make ruts and things like that. But yeah, in a drier year like this, I guess depending on where you are in the state, those conditions could vary substantially, and within fields they vary substantially. So that's why we kind of discourage the off-road travel, especially with trucks. It's just a lot more to get your equipment out, you know, either by foot or by four-wheeler or something like that. And then the decoy spreads often can be larger because there's more of these hunts where you're maybe hunting a migration where birds are migrating all day long. So equipment can differ a little bit, but otherwise the tactics are the same as far as pass shooting or setting out decoys as they are in the fall.
And the regulations, there's some different regulations in the spring too.
Sure, the main differences are that you don't need a federal duck stamp. You can hunt half an hour after sunset, which isn't really, that commonly used. It's a pretty rare instance where that one is super helpful. Most of the time folks are trying to get out of the field by nightfall. But then the other two big ones that really are a big part of the spring light goose conservation order and really important to the success of it for hunters is using unplugged shotguns and electronic calls. And those are regulations that are put in place because no other migratory bird seasons are open. So we're really targeting the harvest on these light geese.
It's pretty spectacular sight seeing all these thousands and thousands of birds flying through North Dakota.
You bet. And that's really one of the big draws that people have for being out in the spring hunt is not only the opportunity to harvest and expand their hunting seasons, but also to see and witness spring migration and having other species, fly through decoy spreads, things like that.
A lot of great information, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you.